100 years ago, the image was about as negative as it could be. You know, people talked about, you know, selectmen as village tweeds, you know, who bought themselves a position by hiring all their relatives in the highway department, and they thought town meeting was as antiquated as, I think I get one quotation, as the stocks were, which people were punished. Beginning in the middle of the 30s, there was a real resurrection, a real kind of American fascination, both with towns and with their central political institution, the town meeting. The New England town meeting could be seen as the purest symbol of democracy in a world that was moving toward authoritarianism, communism, socialism, whatever it was. So the most popular radio program in the late 30s was a program called Town Meeting of the Year. And it would start with a ding, 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 then ring an old crier's bell, supposedly, which way America, you know, communism, socialism, democracy. Of course, you knew the answer to that one. There were more articles about town meeting in the period roughly from about 38 to 48 than at any other time in American history. So that towns, and in terms of the external perception, town meeting is the most important of political symbol of towns. Became a very important part of why we're fighting World War II. I can remember when I was I served in the Navy in the 50s, and we had to watch these old Why We Fight films. And Why We Fight, and it'd start with booming 16-inch, you know, guns off the Missouri or something like that, and airplanes dive bombing, and then they'd fade out and they'd fade in, and they so showed the Free Will Baptist Church in Center Sandwich, New Hampshire. Why are we fighting World War II? To save the New England town, you see.